You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we've got Larry's in. Larry's a general manager for Warren Henry Motors. They've got all the nameplates. You hear it all the time. We talk about them, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. He also has a Lamborghini store up in Palm Beach County. Larry, welcome back, man.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me, as always.
It's my pleasure. Now, we talked earlier in the show, and I want to kind of get back to it for a minute, how Peter was actually doing his job for a change, and had up on your Facebook page the Discovery Sport, which was debuting at the Paris Auto Show, and it sounded like it's a real smoking car. Tell me about that one, and also the one that you call the Axe Murderer.
Well, we had the Discovery Sport coming out. I actually had the chance to see it recently when I was in England at the Land Rover factory. And this is a really cool car that they have coming out. We're going to have the Discovery line of vehicles replacing what we now know as the LR2 and LR4, previously known as the Discovery. But it's going to be a segment buster in our hopes. I know the car is really, really nice. I mean, the pictures aren't doing it justice. And I think that third row thing is a really big deal. I mean, Land Rover is a hot brand right now, very fortunately. Young people really love it, and nobody makes an SUV like they do.
Listen, I know my wife is all over me to get one. We'll talk about that in the next couple of weeks. Now, Larry, tell me a little bit about what you think is going on here with sports in this town. We always talk about sports because we love sports. What do you think is going on with the Dolphins? You think that Tannehill's going to get it together? What are you seeing up there from your 50-yard line skybox that you got?
I think we need to move the team to England.
Yeah, right? You yes, think so? As long as the guy keeps having a quarterback rating. Oh, yeah, 100%. But why should we move the team to England, Larry? Why can't I have it here?
Yeah, I don't know, Jim. You know, I always tell you, I'm a young guy. My entire life has been a lot of pain with the Dolphins. But I always hope that every weekend we're going to go out there and win it. I do have a lot of faith in the team. I think Tannehill got off to a rough start, but he's going to put it together. At least I'm hoping so. But, you know, we've got a lot of glimmers of hope. Last week we looked really, really good. I know it was the Raiders, but, you know, sometimes it just takes a game like that to get you going.
Listen, I love it when my team is sending another coach to the unemployment line. That is always a good sign. Tony Sparano gets his second shot at coaching a team. Hopefully he does well with them.
Yeah, I hope so as well.
Now, Larry, you were in England. You were test driving the Sport. What other stuff have you test driven that really gets you going?
I mean, you know, being in the position that I'm in, I'm very fortunate to get to drive a lot of different vehicles. Just recently, I was able to drive the Lamborghini Huracan, the brand new model from Lamborghini.
Wow.
And drove it on Palm Beach Raceway.
Oh, man.
And that car is absolutely incredible. I mean, you know, there's a lot of hype behind it. And it certainly lives up to it, and then some.
Well, what's the special feature beyond that? Does it have a new styling, a big smoking engine? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, you know, it's totally redesigned. And, you know, it's more of a car now that you can drive every day, as well as if you wanted to take it out on the track or, you know, drive it in an exotic fashion, you certainly have the capability to do so as well. But it's a better all-around vehicle than anything that they've had has ever been.
You know...
Yep. You know, they conservatively test those 0 to 60 numbers around 3 seconds, but there's already magazines who are doing it at 2.5 seconds, which is incredible.
Oh my God, I can't even believe that. I mean, that sounds to me like 2-3 G's pushing you back in the seat.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, most of the cars now actually have like a tracker in it, so you could see the kind of G-force that you're pulling.
Really? That means I got to get a new car so I can have one of them G-force trackers. You know, I loved it when they interviewed the Lamborghini guy on 60 Minutes. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. Every time I see that, I go, damn, can I say that on the air? Damn, I guess I just did twice. I can't wait to get up there and do. They're cracking up in the other room now. I guess I'm not really allowed to. But I can't wait to get up there for driver day up in the up at your Lamborghini store, and I really have to finally get myself up there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, we talked and teased to talk about the Miami Heat just a bit. I've got my season tickets. I'm going. I'm going to be there. I'm a Heat lifer. I'm a Heat hashtag lifer. It's my hometown. You know, what do you think? What are you looking forward to this year coming out of the arena down by the bay?
I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. I really do. I think we're deeper than we were last year. I know, you know, we're missing he whose name shall not be spoken of, you know, but I don't know. I'm really excited. I think with McRoberts and Granger and Lou Aldeng, I think we got a lot more firepower. We're bigger than we were, and the offensive game is going to change. They're not going to stand around and wait for LeBron to do something. You know, Dwayne Wade's going to get a shot at going back to the old game. Chris Bosh is going to be a guy who's going to be putting the ball on the floor, attacking the rim, doing all the stuff that he was able to do previously. I wouldn't sleep on the Heat. I mean, I know Chicago's a good team. I know Cleveland's a good team. But I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. I really do.
Look, the reality is that once you get into the playoffs, and I think the Heat are at least a top four Eastern Conference team, all you are is a tweaked ankle on the other team away from going to the finals. And after that, it's all up in the air. And I was watching their scrimmage last night, and Chris Bosh looked revitalized, slashing, driving, dunking, feathering it in. Granger had a bunch of threes in the second half. So I'm really optimistic, too. It's a lot of fun. I saw Lou Aldeng pull down a rebound and go coast to coast and pitch the ball out for an outside jumper. So I'm very excited. It does add a little bit of intrigue that perhaps wasn't there before. The only question was, would they underachieve or not? Now I'm really excited to watch them put their hard hats on. And as they said in the Herald, watch Udonis bleed a little in the mouth for his hometown, Miami. It's really exciting. Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
You know, they get the defensive game together. I think they're going to be really, really strong because I don't believe they're going to have any issue scoring. That's for sure.
Well, and we know that defense is the specialty of Eric Spoelstra. And to me, I'm very excited to see what Norris Cole can do, play some good on-ball defense. Maybe if he doesn't start, come off the bench. And Chalmers, you know, this is a do or die for Chalmers. He's got to start showing that he's an offensive player as well.
Yeah, you know, he's got to be consistent. What always frustrated me with him was that he makes, you know, three great plays and then, you know, it's almost like he gets too excited and then makes a bad one right after.
Well, you know, the one thing that they've got going for them is the Heat culture, and they talk about it a lot, but I think it's really, really important, the kind of culture that somebody has within their organization. And now I'm going to turn this back on you, Larry, and talk about the Warren Henry family of automotive companies and all the people that work for you, because I go there, I get the same people year after year after year selling me my car, servicing my car, calling me back to make sure that I'm happy. It sounds to me like you, your dad, your grandfather have really created now. Now it's three generations to build the corporate culture at Warren Henry.
Well, you know, it's something that we take a lot of pride in. I think I've mentioned this before, but last year I had the opportunity to listen to Steve Cannon from Mercedes-Benz speak, and he said that culture eats strategy for breakfast. And I believe he's absolutely correct. And that's something that we really focus on here. You know, when somebody comes to work here, they have the opportunity to move up. Every manager within our company started in a position below. And I think that means a lot to a lot of people because they know they have the opportunity. And when the time comes, they're going to get their shot if they work hard. You know, we don't only work together. We spend time together outside of the dealership. We look after everybody, each other's families. And, you know, we really do care. I mean, we spend more time here than we do at home. This is just as much family as it is anything else.
Well, beyond it being family, you offer people in the community the chance to have, I say it this way, not only a job, but a career. They get health insurance. They get the chance to earn six figures. And they don't need a four-year college degree or a master's degree. They just need want to and caring. What do you look for when you're looking for people, Larry?
Typically, when it's a sales position, if you have no automotive experience, that's what I'm looking for.
Really?
You know, we like to get people from outside the industry who have never been trained on how to work in the automotive industry, that don't come with any bad habits. Because, you know, when you get lost when you're doing something, you always fall back on your habits. And we want you to fall back on good habits. We want you to fall back on the things that we taught you. It's something that we started doing some years back, and it's really had a lot of success. I mean, some of my most successful people here now all started, some were maitre d's at restaurants or waiters, stockbrokers, former real estate agents. I mean, we've had a lot of people come through from a lot of different industries, and they stay.
Yeah, but there's one guy that really impressed me, and I mean this as one of the young people. We went to lunch last summer with one of your interns. Tell a story about that guy. How did you meet him? How did you meet his family?
Well, my grandfather, when he was first getting started in the business, actually, he had been in the business for a while, but was starting a dealership. He had a used car dealership. And this gentleman who was with us at lunch, his grandfather was my grandfather's first employee, and he was an engineer in Cuba, but came over to the United States and didn't have the same accreditation. So he was working as basically a lot attendant at my grandfather's dealership, and my grandfather had this opportunity to get on board with this brand called Toyota that nobody else wanted. And he asked the gentleman who was working for him if it was a good brand. And he said, yeah, we have these in Cuba. They're great cars. You should go for it. So ultimately, he ended up getting in the Toyota business. Now, they worked together for years and years, and this gentleman actually went back and got his engineering degree in the United States and became a pretty heavy hitter in his respective industry. And now his grandson has a love for the industry, and fortunately, he's come back as a summer intern for me for the last few summers, and I hope that once he gets out of school, he'll come and join us, because he's absolutely brilliant. He's a car guy at heart, and, you know, it's another part of the family.
Well, Larry, I had to roll that story out because it tells all about who you are and what you guys are. We've only got about a minute in the show left, so if you could just roll out how people find you, I'd really appreciate it.
Sure. You can always find us at www.warrenhenryauto.com, at Warren Henry Auto on Twitter or on Instagram or facebook.com/Warren Henry Auto.
Well, Larry, it's the best. I thank you so much for being on the show, as always, and thanks for supporting us and the rest of the folks we have on. I look forward to seeing you at the Dolphin game and seeing the rest of the team up at the store real soon.
Hey, Jim, by the way, I know you have Heat tickets now, so don't forget, I'm going to be calling you.
Oh, you could call me. In fact, I'll call you after the show. We'll figure it out right now, Larry.
Sounds good. I'll catch up with you soon, Jim.
You got it. Oh, it's my pleasure. That's my good friend, Larry Zinn.